They've now confirmed human-to-human transmission not only across the border from Mexico in the United States, but also it looks like in Europe with the first case in Spain. That, from the WHO's perspective, takes us an important step closer to a worldwide pandemic and would require additional responses. They haven't put a time frame on when that might be, but sometime in the near future, the emergency committee will meet and make a decision.
The death of the little boy in Texas is a significant moment in the spread of the virus.
It is. It's significant in that whilst the child was from Mexico and had come across the border with his family to visit people in Houston or in Brownsville, I gather, right on the border, the child had been taken to hospital and had been treated fairly aggressively for the disease and still died. That has some health officials worried because it suggests that the child did not respond to the treatments that are available. They're not particularly worried about the nature of the infection because that appears to have taken place in Mexico and other family members don't appear to have been infected. But the fact that the child didn't respond to the treatment in a Houston hospital is somewhat worrying. And the governor of Texas has now gone so far as to declare the state a disaster area because of confirmed infections both in Texas, but also because, of course, what's happening immediately across the border in Mexico.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency in California. I mean, how are the authorities in the US responding to this?
Well, the state governors tend to respond to this in this way because it allows them to release up emergency funds for distribution to deal with this problem. So whilst the declarations sound very dramatic, in fact, it's also the kind of thing they do when there's an environmental or weather disaster of some kind. But nonetheless, the US authorities do seem to be quietly very concerned about what's going on. The US Health Secretary today announced that they've begun to distribute antiviral drugs across the country, about 12 million doses, and they've also begun work on a vaccine. Now, that vaccine won't be ready for months, but there's a real concern now that whilst this virus doesn't seem to be spreading particularly fast within the US, cases popping up here and there all the time, but not overwhelming the population. It could go dormant for the summer and then come back with a vengeance with the onset of the flu season next winter. And so they want to get the vaccine underway and distributed ready for the next flu season.